Certainly, since the collapse of African Bank in 2014, the Steinhoff debacle, and then, of course, the numerous KPMG debacles. I mean, they've been in so many things. And the collapse of VBS and even the recent debacle around Konki, it certainly withered away some of the confidence that many of us have had in the auditing profession. And, of course, there's been a great discomfort in the sector and in the financial services sector more broadly. Now, ABASA, which is the Association for the Advancement of Black Accountants of Southern Africa, as a significant invested stakeholder in the accounting and auditing profession, has argued that there is a need to actively engage all other stakeholders in tackling these issues. And the chief among these issues also is the silver lining that this presents for black firms who are set to stand ready to fill the vacuum in the accounting and auditing profession. Now, as I said earlier on when I was introducing this, our business editor Kolani Mbanjwa caught up with ABASA's Mbusiswa Ngcobo earlier on to discuss a way forward for the sector. Stay tuned. Take a listen to this.
The past 2.5 years have obviously been very painful for the profession, both the auditing and the accounting profession, if you're looking at the chartered accountancy brand. And, you know, it hasn't just been the profession itself, but it's also been society in general, as well as South Africa from a global financial market standing, as well as pensioners have lost their monies, you know, through some of the accounting scandals. So the ripple effect on some of the issues, you know, emanating from some of the weaknesses or the structural weaknesses within how the profession or the industry is configured, have had significant, meltdown effects to wider society as well as South Africa's standing. So, you know, as our ABASA, you know, it's been a concern. We are a stakeholder within the accounting fraternity, both in auditing and accounting. And we've been also very largely impacted. You know, you mentioned Nkongi, you mentioned KPMG, a lot of our members, you know, again, within those firms, and also the issue of audit capacity and accounting capacity that has been grown steadfastly over the past 23, 24 years, post-democracy, and some of it really, you know, having to suffer from some of these blows.
And of course, you know, the as a lobby group, a significant stakeholder in the profession itself, you are calling for engagement with other stakeholders. But we've seen, Mbusiswa, that recently that, you know, the demise of Nkonki has, you know, made the calls for black firms, other black firms to become stronger. But, you know, do you think that, you know, the private sector is ready to support the changes that are being proposed and those that have been put in by the likes of the Independent Regulatory Board for auditors?
It's a logical thing to do, Tolani, because you've got to look at the sustainability of the financial system of the country, and you've also got to look at the key disciplines within that system. So whether it's pension funds, whether it's banks, whether it's private investors, whether it's rating agencies, a lot of reliance is still placed on what sort of information is vetted and looked at by the auditors within each sector for any investment decision or any other financial decision that has to be made from people that, you know, rely on financial reports produced by these companies. So from an industry and a sector point of view, there definitely has to be changes, and we support some of the structural changes that are being proposed by the ERBA, primarily because, again, for the sustainability of the country's financial system, you may want to draw to the year 2008-2009 during the world financial crisis and how South Africa was able to cushion itself. And I remember as a youngster then when the introduction of this National Credit Act had everyone, frantic about implementing systems to kind of make sure compliance with the Act. And what it also had is an impact in slowing down consumer demand. But ultimately, it shielded the country, from far worse off positions of credit bubbles. So again, in this case, in an environment of high market concentration where the credibility of information may be questioned due to some of the independence issues that are prevalent because of this high concentration, we then definitely need to look at, you know, unbundling the sector to make sure that independence is strengthened, introduce the audit firm rotation, again, to make sure that there is that realization of some of the principles, you know, on the underlying principles of the auditing profession. So, you know, yes, there's resistance, or there may be resistance from the private sector for a number of reasons, but from a market sustainability point of view, these things have to happen.
In Mbusiswa, you know, last week we hosted on Power Business the Redefine CEO Andrew Connick, and Ayabonga asked him clearly after the company had announced that it was letting go of KPMG as its auditing firm, whether it would actually consider, you know, taking over or taking on a black auditing firm. And his response was quite astonishing, and he was saying that, you know, there aren't, you know, enough, you know, he suggested that there aren't enough black auditors and accounting professionals that have the know-how and wherewithal to actually take on, you know, a company like Redefine International. Is that how, you know, you've been finding the private sector, you know, approach to transformation when you engage with them?
Yes, some of those responses have been there, but again, you know, we exist to dispel all those myths. You know, if you just take a look at how an accounting or an audit services company is structured, it's mainly people who are the core asset of that company. And at any given time, if there's a black firm that has capacitated itself enough, and I'll make an example of the likes of SNG, we also saw earlier on in the year, some of the efforts to make sure that they've got global reach through partnerships, with Grant Thornton. So those are the myths that exist in the market. And I don't know how, some of our executives, including some of our black executives, you know, formulate those types of reasons. Because if market forces in general, if there is that demand, if it is created for black firms, they will definitely exploit that gap. You know, they have been around for over 20 years, or the large two that are now, you know, the prominent names, Ngubane as well as SNG and some other smaller ones. The private sector has to come to the party, and it's the only way. Consider how to grow these firms through state procurement, but it's not enough. There needs to be more that is done by the private sector to also assist these firms to diversify. But again, to go back to your question, it's really about, availing those offtakes, project opportunities for the firms to capacitate themselves. And right now, there is that vacuum where there is a workforce that is, you know, considering its options. And, you know, it doesn't harm anyone to say, okay, let me challenge SNG or let me challenge Ngubane, you know, to take over some of these staff members and let me give them the audits.
You have made also, Mbusiswa, an example of African Bank and how the different stakeholders rallied together to actually save that bank from collapse and recapitalize it. And you are saying that this is no the opportunity in this particular sector in the auditing and accounting profession to actually tackle the economic transformation. What kind of partnerships are you proposing here with all market participants? What kind of partnerships that would actually lead to this kind or start this kind of transformation that we want to see in this sector?
Yeah, look, I think it'll start with the JSE, where it makes its stance very known or very aggressive on mandatory audit firm rotation and pushes that to earlier realization than what is envisaged in terms of what the IRBA has proposed. And secondly, including the Reserve Bank, some of the pronouncements around by some of the leaders of the Reserve Bank, and I won't mention the names now, but again, the show of confidence to the market that black firms can do the work, and also through availing some of those opportunities. We are aware that SNG does audit the Reserve Bank. So some of those things need to be, you know, very well, you know, articulated in the market so that some of the myths which you mentioned earlier, you know, are dealt with, and that these firms can be afforded the opportunities.
You've also mentioned, Mbusiso, that Abasa have been up to some, you know, engagements, particularly with the likes of Nkonki and other firms. Since the crisis, came up, in the past 18 months, we've seen a number of crises actually coming up. Since then, what have you been up to as Abasa?
So from our side, we've engaged with the Institute of Chartered Accountants, which is the main body that oversees the training of the article clerk. So our primary concern was that whatever happens to the company, those contracts by these youngsters are not jeopardized. And we've engaged with the Black Chartered Accountants practitioners called BCAP. Those are the large auditing black firms within the country, to kind of have a discussion around their appetite to absorb some of these trainees. And we've received a very resounding feedback from them. One firm, in fact, was actually happy to, you know, absorb all 51 of them. But obviously, you know, us as a lobby group, we can also just indicate to SAICA that what our preference is out of this process is that, you know, audit capacity and accounting capacity is not lost amongst black firms as they try and absorb these training contracts. It has also been about us just availing our support to the senior management within Konki that are untainted in terms of what their considerations are in trying to salvage some of the losses out of that debacle. And also to chat to some of the stakeholders. There are some other internal engagements, or, you know, to be more cautious in what I say, there are some engagements with some other, you know, regulatory as well as national bodies around how do we then preserve, some of this capacity, and how do we maintain and grow it. But also, you know, should the guys in Konki want to, you know, salvage some of these losses, what avenues are there for them?
Mbusiso Ngcobo, the president of Abasa, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Kolani, and thank you to your listeners.
That there was my good man, Kolani Mbanjwa, business editor here on Power 98.7, talking to Abasa president, Mbusiso Ngcobo, about, of course, some of the opportunities that are emerging for black firms on the back of some of the debacles that we've seen in the auditing and accounting profession. Now, one of the issues that he referred to there was a conversation we had with Mark Konig, and so that we don't come across as if, you know, we are misrepresenting what Mr. Konig said. Take a listen to what he said.
Given the complexity of Redefine and the technical requirements that we have, we would believe that we would be required to have a big, let's call them a big three firm, service our needs, Ayabonga. So for us,
what do you
know,
mean
we
by that, Andrew? I mean, so are we saying that, you know, some of the black firms out there wouldn't have the technical expertise?
What we're saying is, you know, the big firms have international experience. We're an international company, and there's a number of accounting issues that are easily addressed through the services of a larger firm, and also from a capacity point of view. You know, you can have your tax, your technical, and so forth serviced by one firm. Mm. So it's by no means, suggesting that there's no other firm to service us. It's just we believe that, you know, we are best serviced by a big three firm.
Okay, Andrew, thank you so much. There are many Nick Mallets. And it does seem that, of course, black accounting firms in that instance have been assumed or defined outside of any capability that would allow them to take on some of this international business. And it's quite sad that this is a prevailing sentiment, certainly, in the financial markets. And one of the issues that Mbusiso Ngcobo was raising there is that it's so important from institutions like the Reserve Bank, some of the institutions such as the FSCA, for instance, to continue to express confidence in some of the black firms and their capability. And, I think of the likes of Sizwe Ntsaluba Kowoto here. I think of, the likes of the Ngubane firm that he mentioned in that. And of course, we need our own institutions, even in the public sector, to continue to place the necessary faith so that, of course, the private sector also follows suit. Because as you heard in what Mark Koenig said a few weeks ago here on the platform, it's quite tough. It's not easy. To change some of the established and ingrained perceptions about black excellence. And I've often argued that for many of us as black people, you are assumed to be incompetent unless you prove otherwise. And certainly the converse of that applies to some of our white counterparts. Fullman.